Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, the Bert Show.
For some ungodly reason, Bert wants to experience morning carpool with four rambunctious little boys.
The fact that he is having FOMO about arguably one of the worst parts of some people's day is mind-blowing to me.
Now, so I originally had him arriving at 7:15, and then I realized, no, they need to leave at 7:15. So after we went to that last commercial, I'm like, Bert, you got to get out of here. And he is currently in his car driving to my house. So the morning routine for our neighborhood, because there's three houses in a row, they all have little boys that go to the same elementary school. So Jimmy's in pre-K, T-Bone's in kindergarten, and Luca and Rhett are in second grade. And what's really cool, because the neighbors have alternated, right? There's a rotation, a carpool morning rotation. Bart had it last week, and Rhett's dad, Alex, has it this week. Bert was not comfortable actually driving the kids, because we've heard stories. He's not the best driver. But he wanted to sit shotgun with and just experience the craziness that is morning carpool.
This is like when a cop takes you on a drive around, when they're like, you want to see how the sausage is made? Yeah. This is it.
All right, so Bert is currently in his car heading over to my house. Good morning, sir.
Hi there, long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, can you take us off speakerphone, please, so we can hear you better?
No, because in the state that I live in, Georgia, you have to be hands-free.
You can't be on
your phone in Georgia, so no, I can't do that.
Gotcha.
It's illegal.
That's weird, because Tommy said you couldn't figure out how to get it off Bluetooth.
I couldn't figure out how to get it off CarPlay. Yeah.
Me when I lie. All right, so I forgot to mention to you before you left, okay? So you're headed to my house. You're going to roll with the boys to carpool. But make sure, okay, make sure you tell T-Bone congratulations, because he's student of the month.
That's huge for T-Bone.
No way. What do you have to do to be student of the month in what grade?
He's in kindergarten. So that's why they have to make sure they leave at 7:15, because there's a breakfast party at 7:30. So Charlotte hit me up last night and she goes, just found out that Theodore got student of the month and has a breakfast party. Parents aren't allowed, but they want to make sure the kids get there. And I was like, yes, leaving at 7:15. Congrats to T-Bone. T-Bone got the caring award.
That's crazy to me that a guy named T-Bone is getting honored with student of the month.
So that's why I had you bounce early. So now not only is it carpool, but it's an extra special carpool, because you have to get to the school earlier for the student of the month party.
Now, does Mr. Bone know that he is getting this award, or is this going to be a surprise to him?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he knows. No, because, yeah.
Okay, so then I should expect, like, this really good mood from Mr. Bone and all of the kids in the car, because they are going to be celebrating with him.
Yeah, you know what? It should be a raucous ride. Yeah, I think everybody should be in a really good mood and really stoked for T-Bone.
I am like 3 minutes, if that, away from your house, so I am right on time, girl.
Okay, brilliant. All right, so we're going to let you go. You get settled. We're going to do some entertainment buzz, and then we'll talk to you on your drive to school, okay?
All right, this is Bert signing off on my hands-free phone in Georgia.
Talk to you in a few.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and connect with Bert, who is literally about to drop the kids off at school. So in case you missed it, he's doing a ride-along with our neighbors for carpool this morning. We recorded a majority of the ride, and for all you parents and also non-parents out there, you're welcome, because that was a lot.
Oh, my God.
All right, Bert, where are you guys at now?
We are now in the actual carpool line, Kristen.
Okay, all right. And I told you, it's a windy little thing, isn't it?
You want to repeat that again? It's a little loud in here. You want to repeat that one more time?
It's a long, windy thing.
It's a very long line. And quite honestly, it's a little bit more organized than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. They got it down to a science, man.
Let me get this stuff.
But I am actually, I'm a little bit in awe because I really have never experienced morning carpool before in my life. Now, I've done it in the afternoon with my kids. It's a different feel to it, though.
Yeah.
And there aren't not nearly as many cars. But this is controlled chaos inside the car.
Is it?
But as far as the carpool line goes, man, it's like get them in, get them out, move on with your life. It's pretty quick.
They do. Well, they're on a mission.
Couldn't hear you. Went over the speed bump. That was exciting.
All right. So I'm trying to gauge. I'm picturing the school right now. How has the conversation been inside the car?
Yeah, it went something like this. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Yep. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
This is like the reverse Charlie Brown effect. Wait, instead of like the teachers going.
Yeah,
it's the kids.
Well, I'm also guessing that's exactly what the Bert Show sounds like to kids.
Oh, probably. Yeah, we're just a bunch of wah, 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 wah.
All right, so we're now stopped behind, I don't know, maybe a dozen and a half brake-lighted cars. And now we've come to a stop while the kids are just chilling.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to do because...
I gotta go.
Yeah, I don't think...
I can slowly hear the life draining from his voice the longer we've been on the phone with him.
The life is draining from me, and I'm not even in the car.
I know, I'm disassociating from this.
All right, so we're just going to put you on mute, and I'm going to let Abby talk about her parents potentially inviting her brother's ex's parents to his wedding, okay?
Good. Hard for me to focus on what you guys are saying because the conversation in here is riveting.
All right, we're going to put you on mute there for a second, and we're going to go to Abby. Okay. So let's pod him all the way down.
Godspeed, Bert.
Holy moly. Bert, how are we still doing okay? Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, we're fine. We're on the way back home right now. But I was being facetious before, but yeah, I don't really feel like I missed out on a lot.
You didn't.
All right, we'll see you when you get back to studio from carpool.
Okay, and before we go, I do want to say this. I want to thank my ex-wife, Stacy, for doing that every single day of our kids' lives.
That was an eye-opening experience for you, wasn't it?
Now I understand why she was so tense when I got home at 10 in the morning.
Would you like to give a shout-out to Alex, who also drove the kids to school this morning?
Alex, dude, you got a lot of patience.
Hey, the Bert Show.
I'm starting to wonder if Bert survived carpool. What does it take to get back to my house and back to the station?
I think the kids ate them.
I think so.
Your little biker gang of T-Bone and Luca.
T-Bone and little Jimmy.
It's the tamest tricycle biker gang out in Buckhead. Just T-Bone and the kids.
No, they do. They have like their own little like, so they all have like bikes and there's a scooter gang. So they all get out there and they ride their scoots, as I call it. Then they all have like also like, you know, these... battery operated vehicles as well that they drive around, and it's nonstop.
They're menaces.
We got to get them little leather jackets that can terrorize the streets of
like a biker gang, like out of Riverdale. Yeah.
No, it's like the T-Birds from Greece with their little black leather jackets.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the debate that
Oh, there he is.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
From carpool.
Are you ready?
Look at him, he's drained.
Okay. The carpooling part of it was the least annoying part of the day.
What was the most annoying part?
We are so blessed to not have to deal with Atlanta traffic in the morning.
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's terrible.
How far do you live from the radio station? How many miles?
I don't know how many miles. I know it takes me exactly 10 minutes to get here at like 5:50 in the morning.
It's way worse than that. I mean, yeah, the brake lights as soon as I pulled out of your place and then on to 400 going north also. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so glad we've never had to deal with this. So I would carpool a million days rather than deal with that traffic. The traffic sucks.
I left somewhere and someone's like, hey, you should probably leave like an hour early. And I was like, but I still was like, all right, I'll leave an hour and 20 minutes. It took me an hour and 20 minutes to do a 20-minute drive. It was during rush hour.
It's maddening.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.